I reckon that's the way. I watch him walk, straight-backed, chest full of air. And I see it now, just how counterfeit his confidence is. It's a noise, a distraction, hot air. It's Batman's cape. It's my father's comb-over. And a bubble bursts in me. Still, I march behind him, like a tired infantryman, frightened and resigned. The goat lifts its head languidly, bleats, then rests it again. I interpret it as a bad omen. Beyond, a mob of kangaroos bounces lazily across a paddock. I see a still windmill I've never noticed before. It's dreamlike and intense, this short walk. My heart is a bomb. It's so still. I can hear the fireworks pop and crackle in the distance. I even think I can see their small flashes of color. I wish I was there. There are lights on inside. He's home. We're close. Jasper walks fast and aggressively. I can see the peach tree hanging laden by the side of the cottage. I can even smell its fruit, sweet and fat and overripe. The veranda creaks unbearably loud as Jasper treads the boards. I hang back, gripping a support beam as he breathes deep and beats at the door three times with the side of his fist.
Lionel!
My legs are useless to me. I hold the beam like I'm caught in a gale. I hear movement. I see a shadow. I hold my breath. And there he is. Mad Jack Lionel. He's not nearly as tall as I expected. Or as broad. The first thing that strikes me really is how old he looks. Hunkering and haggard and bent. Nothing at all like Albert Fish. He wears a pair of grubby grey work pants and a faded blue tank top with small holes in the side where moths have feasted. His feet are bare. His hair is white and combed. His shoulders are thick with it too. He opens the fly wire slowly, confused, a man who doesn't get many visitors. But what surprises me most is Lionel's expression upon seeing Jasper Jones. His blank face lifts in delight, and he smiles a row of yellow teeth. His green eyes get glassy, and he looks him up and down for a moment.
Jasper! Good God, it's you! How about that? Strike a light, what a surprise! Come on in, come on!
Jasper wasn't lying. He knows his name. Lionel reaches out to usher Jasper in by the shoulder. Jasper responds by rearing and ripping his arm back. I flinch.
Don't be touching me, mate. That's not happening, understand?
Lionel regards him, then nods once.
I understand. That's fine. But come in anyway, please. Come on in.
Lionel turns awkwardly and waves him on, walking down the hall in front of us. He has a pronounced limp, favoring his right side. Jasper glances at me with a furrowed brow. He is sweating. There are beads on his brow, half moons under his arms. I hold a shrug. Jasper breathes in deep. His chest swells, and we follow Mad Jack Lionel into his home. The inside of the cottage is dim. It's a strange light, the color of an egg yolk. The wallpaper is split and faded. Everything smells of dust and turpentine. On my left is a wall hanging of butterflies with pins through their bodies. They don't look very colorful. The hall mantel is full of photographs and trinkets and doilies, but I don't get time to look at them carefully. We shuffle into Mad Jack Lionel's living room. There's a rifle mounted on the wall. I step back. He hasn't seen me yet. Maybe if I remain unseen, I'll get out of here alive. Lionel extends an arm.
Have a seat, Jasper. Have a sit. Go on.
I'm not sitting, Jasper says, firm. Lionel nods again slowly, arms behind his back. Before he replies, he sees me for the first time.
Oh, who's this? I didn't see you out there. Is this your mate? Hello, son.
Jasper stands back with his arms folded.
This is Charlie. That's all you need to know. But it doesn't matter anyway, because we came here to talk about what we know. About you.
Mad Jack Lionel shuffles on his feet. His face falls. He looks uneasy.
Right.
We know it was you. We know you did it. Jack Lionel fixes Jasper with a thoughtful look. His eyes look red and roomy and sad. He sighs.
Why don't you boys have a seat? Go on, have a sip and I'll make a brew. I don't have much here, but I got plenty of tea.
He gestures toward two ratty couches by the window. Jasper shakes his head.
We don't want anything from you. And I told you, we don't want to sit. We're not staying. I want to talk about what you done. That's what I want.
Lionel nods slowly.
All right, Jasper. Well, let me sit then.
He crosses to his couch and gingerly lowers himself. Jasper narrows his eyes and leans forward. His breathing has gathered pace.
So, you admit it. You admit that it was you, that you killed her.
The silence is thick and tense. I glance from Jack Lionel to Jasper Jones, who glares aggressively across the room, hands by his sides now, bunching his fists and then releasing them. Then back to Jack, who sits with his elbows nursed on his knees, kneading his dry palms. I think he is searching for words. He rubs at his nose, then reaches to the sideboard for his tobacco pouch and papers. He frowns and concentrates on the task. The thin gully in the groove of his fingers, the peppering of copper flakes.
Jasper, listen to me. I know you're upset. I know it. You know, though, I always thought you'd have found out before now. I thought that's why you never come to see me. Who finally told you? Your dad? Or have you known all this time?
I shrink back and swallow hard, bumping the edge of the piano. Is this really happening? Was Jasper right this whole time? I look at Lionel, shocked and shaken. None of this makes any sense. He looks so slight and frail and slow. His manner, his frame, none of it seems right. There's no way he could have restrained Laura Wishart, let alone scaled that tree to loosen the rope. But why would he be owning up to this? He's not right in the head. He's insane. It's the only answer. Jasper tries to settle himself, sticking with his plan.
Nobody told me nothing.
Lionel looks doubtful. He licks the adhesive lip of his cigarette carefully, taking his time.
Nobody told you? But you must have found out somehow.
We saw you, says Jasper forcefully. It sounds like the lie it is. We saw you do it. Me and Charlie. We both did.
This stops Lionel. He bucks back. His fingers pause. He looks genuinely baffled.
Jasper, what do you mean, saw, eh? You saw what?
We saw everything. We even saw you scratching that word onto the tree days after. So you can't deny what you done. We saw it. Because it's my spot. It's my bit of the bush. It's where I go. You know it. You seen me going there for years. And I were there that night, both of us. We saw you do it.
Jasper, what on earth are you talking about?
Lionel shakes his head shortly, but he speaks patiently.
That's not possible. You were barely 2 years old when it happened, you understand? You couldn't have seen anything. Nobody saw anything.
The walls are pressing in. Jasper looks affronted.
What are you on about? It only just happened. 3 weeks ago. Don't lie to me. You can't get out of it. I saw you, I know the truth. Do you have any idea what you've fucking done? Any idea?
Jasper takes a threatening step forward. I wonder if I should intervene. I feel like a spectator in a play. My heart is drumming at my ribs. If Mad Jack Lionel is in any way intimidated, he's masking it well. I wish I had his composure. I want to back out of this house, but my legs won't move. This is a bad dream. Lionel finishes rolling his smoke, pats his pockets and searches for a light. After he finds one, he flares up, then seeks out Jasper's eyes.
Listen, Jasper. Look, I understand. I understand why you're hostile to me. I really do. I've wanted to speak to you about this for a very long time.
Well, here's your chance, Jasper says.
This business about you two seeing it 3 weeks ago? Mate, I'm sorry, but I do not follow you. That's impossible. You know that can't be right. What are you trying to tell me? What'd you see?
We saw you kill Laura.
Laura? Who is Laura? That wasn't her name.
Whose name?
Your mother's.
My mother? You mention my mother again, I will have you. No lie.
Now Jack Lionel looks completely lost. So am I. He sits upright, his head tilted. I notice a slight tremor in his hands.
Jasper, I still don't follow you. Who is Laura? Charlie, can you help me?
He glances at me in appeal, and I blush and shy away, looking down at the dusty piano keys. I shouldn't be here. This is a mistake.
Who?
He asks again.
Who is Laura?
The girl you killed, you sick old prick. You don't even know her name? The girl you beat and hanged and whatever else you did to her? I know it with you. I know it.
Beat and hanged? Jasper, good God! What in Christ are you talking about? Who are you talking about?
They both raise their voices. I'm deathly afraid. I need to piss urgently.
Who? Laura Wishart. And don't get all confused like you don't know, because I know you've seen her. You know exactly who she is. You've seen her walking past with me, out the front there, when you're calling out my name every other night like a fucking madman. I'm not stupid, mate. Don't try to pull the wool. I know what you've done. It's over. Just admit it.
Jasper is leaning and pointing now, looming. But Lionel still shows no sign of being threatened, no fear of having been caught. He mutters to himself, shaking his head, squinting while he tokes on his smoke. He just looks like a confused old man. I fear that Jasper has played his last card.
Wishart? Wishart, Wishart, Wishart.
And he looks up suddenly.
You mean that young one who's gone missing? That's her name, isn't it? Laura Wishart.
Yes, says Jasper impatiently. You're not all there, are you?
Lionel leans forward, his brow knitted. He coughs. One of his knees cracks.
You mean they found her?
We found her, Charlie and me, on that night. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You're good as caught.
Caught? Jasper, I...
Listen, we're not going to do you in straight up. We'll give you the chance to come forward, to tell them what you've done. That's why we come here.
I reckon you got that in you.
It's over anyway. We've seen you, understand?
Hold up, son. Now wait. What's happened? You're telling me you found her and she's dead?
He speaks stronger now, more assertive. I sense a shift of power in the room.
Don't play the fool. You know exactly what happened. We've seen you do it. How many times do I have to say it?
Oh, Jasper. Oh, strike me.
Lionel plants a hand on his heart.
You think it was me? You think I killed that poor girl? I'm saying we know it were you.
Jasper is less steady now, less certain. The venom has left his voice. He looks like the one who's backed into the corner. I'm worried.
Jasper, that's a bloody lie. That's a bloody lie. You're talking nonsense. Jesus Christ Almighty, she's dead? Are you sure? Or are you playing games here? What happened? And you start talking the truth.
Lionel says with feeling.
Well, you fucking did it.
And Jasper Jones sounds like a child, like a bleating, scared, hurt kid. And I feel betrayed for the second time tonight. We shouldn't be here. I don't know who this man is, but he didn't kill anybody. I've done everything wrong. Mad Jack Lionel isn't a criminal. He's probably not even mad. He's just old and sad and poor and lonely.
Why? Jasper, why do you say that?
Lionel's voice is thick and raised, and his red, rheumy eyes are glazed over. I think he might be beginning to cry.
Is it because of what happened? With your mum? Is that why?
The room is filled with a fat fog, and I'm utterly lost in it. I want to crawl into a ball. Jasper squints and shakes his head quickly. He jabs a finger.
I told you, if you mention her again, I'm stepping in. I don't give a shit how old you are. Why are you even bringing her up? She's dead, you stupid bastard. You know that? And you got no right at all to be discussing my family.
At this, Jack Lionel bucks back again in his chair. He pauses, then slowly shakes his head.
I watched the ash of his fag grow perilously close to toppling onto his foot.
Oh, good God. Good God,
he says, still shaking his head, holding Jasper's eye. He looks incredulous.
You don't know anything. You don't know who I am, do you? You've got no idea. You don't know a bloody thing.
What? Of course I know who you are. You're Jack Lionel.
More than that, though. About us. You and me.
What are you on about? What do you mean? Lionel coughs again, swivels, and stubs his cigarette in an ashtray on the sideboard. He swallows heavily. He looks weary and ragged.
Jasper, how do you think it is I know your name? Why do you think I'm talking to you like this?
I've been wondering that myself, and why it is you yell out at me every time I walk by, every single night.
You really don't know? Tell the truth now.
Jasper shakes his head. Lionel mutters something under his breath, and then he creaks slowly to his feet. I eye him closely as he hobbles across the room, prepared for anything. But he just waves his hand, almost like he's warding Jasper Jones away.
Turn around, he says.
What? No. Jasper steps back. What for?
Just turn around.
Lionel is standing next to him now, pointing at something atop the dusty upright. Jasper cautiously does as he is directed. I slink around to see. Lionel is motioning toward three framed photographs. Jasper looks blankly and shrugs. Lionel asks him if he recognizes anyone in them. Looking at the two of them standing side by side now, then at the figures in the frames, I think I understand before Jasper does. It clicks into place, and I really don't know what Jasper will do. But he's not even really looking at them. He shrugs again, showing no interest. He doesn't see. But then Lionel points a gnarled finger, and he says,
That there's your father, and that's your mother.
And then he points at the baby between them, and he says,
That's you.
Jasper scoffs, but I can tell he's wavering, because he screws up his face and tells Lionel to fuck off, that he's lying. But Jack Lionel, still patient, tells Jasper to look hard and close at that picture, to tell him if it isn't really his old man. Jasper cuts his eyes. He's silent for a while. Then he shakes his head quickly, like a dog trying to loosen something from its collar. He backs away a step, says it's bullshit, asks where he got them from. But Lionel quietly points to another photograph, the smallest one. This time, an older man holds the same baby. And it's then that Lionel reveals to Jasper what I know already to be true. The man is him. Jack Lionel is his father's father, Jasper's grandfather. And as Jasper's eyebrows knit together and his jaw clenches, Lionel asks him again to sit down with him, as he's wanted to all these years, because he has to talk to him about his mother. Jasper is rattled. It hurts me to see. I feel sorry for him. Quiet now, unsteady, Jasper says there's nothing to say. She's dead. She was in a car crash. And then Lionel says softly,
I know. I was driving.
When I'm back in my room, it feels like the first time I've ever walked into it. Nothing feels like home anymore. Even my skin, my clothes, my smell. Everything feels different. The return journey from Jack Lionel's house was very strange. We walked fast and purposefully, across the oval, away from the center of town. We could still hear pulses of music and chatter in the air. Thankfully, I didn't encounter Eliza Wishart. I might have melted into her arms. I might have told her everything. Jasper and I didn't say a word to each other. My head was an empty box. Jasper seemed deep in thought, full of sullen and angry questions. And why wouldn't he be? His whole world had been lifted and upended like a bag of rubbish. When he left me by my sleepout, all he said was that he was going home to see his father, who'd arrived back this morning from the goldfields, but not before pissing away the money he'd earned out there. It's an encounter I'll be glad to miss.
I look across at the bundle of pages my own father has left me, like a giant steaming shit on my desk. It's all too much, like that first night when this whole mess took me over. And it's tightened its grip ever since. It's buckled me. I need to sleep it away. I need to wake up somebody new. I need to leave with Jasper Jones. We'd gone to confront Mad Jack Lionel.